the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually, and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among thy servants, of a handmaid from among thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special. Today is Tasua. Dear brothers and sisters, accept our condolences. on the day of Tashua. This is today's special on Sunday, 9th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, 16th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 7th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. Today is Tashua, commemoration day of a tragic incident.
And the cries of the children everywhere. And the cries of the children everywhere. Everyone's thirsty and in despair. Everyone's thirsty and in despair.
Although the incident of Muharram was not limited just to Tashua, many battles have been fought between the two armies days before. Tashua, the ninth day of Muharram, is an important day during which Abbas, Hussein's brother, who was sent to the Euphrates to bring water in, commemorated. Therefore, the Shia Muslims, especially in Iran and Iraq, perform mourning rituals during this day. On the ninth day of Muharram, Shimr entered Karbala by a letter written by Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, in which Umar ibn Sa'd was requested either to show seriousness in contact with Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, or delegate the commandership of the army to Shimr. Umar Sa'd prevented delegating commandership of the army to Shimr and prepared to wage war against Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Also on this day, Shimr sent a guarantee of safe conduct to Hazrat Abbas, peace be upon him, and other offspring of Ummul Banin, but Hazrat Abbas did not accept. Shia Muslims consider and attribute Tashua to Hazrat Abbas and enders it like the day of Ashura and mourn for the perfections of the Imam. Tashua and Ashura, 9th and 10th day of Muharram, are public holidays in Iran. Condolences on the month of Muharram and this day, Tashua. سید عباس رضویان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله حسین علیه السلام. Brothers and sisters, my sincerest condolences for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein علیه السلام. We were talking about the spiritual journey of Ziyarat Ashura, that the first station is the station of Bala, and that is the station that the Ahlul Bayt علیه السلام faced. That is the step that they took. Two, we talked about the station of Huzn, and that thanking Allah at the end of Ziyarat Ashura for this raziyat, for this calamity, that we thank God for being sad for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, because it is ibadat, it is worship, it is tasbih, it is the glorification of God. Today we're going to talk about the third station, and that is the station of Silm and the station of Harb. Meaning it is the station of peace and the station of conflict. The followers of Imam Hussein, they had to make a decision. That is to join and to be at peace with Imam Hussein and to protect Imam Hussein, or to leave Imam Hussein alone. The decision that they made changed their future, changed their essence, and they became the followers of Imam Hussein. They became the companions of Imam Hussein. They were at conflict with the opposite side, which were those that became enemies with Imam Hussein, those that became enemies with the Ahlul Bayt, those that became enemies with God. Therefore, in this station, it is the station that we read, إِنِّي سِلْمٌ لَمَنْ سَالَمَكُمْ, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you. وَهَرْبٌ لَمَنْ هَارَبَكُمْ, I am at war with those who fought against you. So this is the station of Silm and Harb, meaning that we enter the camp of Imam Hussein now. Now that we understood Bala, now that we understood grief, now we take ourselves and we become Husseini with our lifestyle, with the virtues that Imam Hussein alayhi salam took dear to him. We become truly Husseini. This is a more difficult station. This means that we have to let go with whatever the enemies of Imam Hussein did, whatever virtues and deficiencies they had. We separate ourselves from those bad habits, from those bad examples, and that we change our life, and that we enter the camp of Imam Hussein, and we become more like him. Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari was a companion of the Holy Prophet. And he was one of the people that the Holy Messenger of Allah said, send my salams to Muhammad al-Baghir, which is the fifth Imam. He lived a very long life, and he saw Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, and he sent the salams and conveyed the salams of the Messenger of Allah to Imam Muhammad al-Baghir alayhi wasalam. He is also one of those that reaches the grave of Imam Hussein after he's martyred. And he is there with Atiyah. And what happens is that in the tradition we have, Jabir ibn Abdullah says, لَقَدْ شَارَكْنَاكُمْ فِي مَا دَخَلْتُمْ فِي. He says that we have participated in what you have entered. We have participated. We were at Ashura. Atiyah is surprised. He's saying, we didn't fight. We didn't unsheath our swords. How can we have participated in Karbala and we weren't even there? There, Jabir ibn Abdullah says this tradition. فَقَالَ يَا عَطِيَّ سَمِعْتُ حَبِيبِي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He's a great companion of the Messenger of Allah. He says, يَقُولُ مَنْ أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا حُشِرَ مَعَهُمْ. Whoever loves a group of people with their hearts, they will be resurrected with them on the Day of Judgment. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ عَمَلَ قَوْمٍ أُشْرِكَ فِي عَمَلَهِمْ. And if a person loves the actions of a group, he will participate and will have a share of that action. We wanted to be in Karbala. We couldn't be in Karbala. Therefore, we will be rewarded with the same reward of those that have participated in Karbala.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. The struggle of Hussein in the Karbala. Taswa ritual in Iran and Taziyah passion play. The religious rituals of this day in Iran are in the form of mourning carnivals, which are people wearing black and walking in alleyways and streets in long lines to mourn for Imam al-Hussein together. Each group belongs to a particular neighborhood, alley or mosque. They hold the alam, that is a sign, in front of each group, which is a symbol of Imam Hussein's army vanguards. Alam is a vast structure designed with colored, feathered, and lanterns which are moved by strong men. After the alam, two persons holding two flags, usually black or green, are moving, followed by the group of mourners rehearsing sad poems alongside the eulogist who signs the sad poems with a specific rhythm about Karbala incidents and Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. This is the simplest ritual of Tasua. Ta'ziyah or passion play is another form of these rituals, which is presented as a symbolic performance of the event of the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein and his 72 companions.
عظم الله جورنا وجوركم بمصابنا بيب الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
Tasua is the day of loyalty and resistance. The poignant occasion of Tasua, or the ninth of the mourning month of Muharram, is the anniversary of the day on which, in the year 61 AH, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, asked for a day's respite prior to the heart-rending tragedy of Ashura. As a matter of fact, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad didn't ask for respite from death, but he gave respite to the Umayyad forces surrounding him and depriving him of water to ponder on their evil acts and return to Allah and Islam. Now we have a special feature on this day, which is associated in Iran and Iraq with the valiant standard bearer of Karbala, Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas, peace be upon him, who bravely courted martyrdom on the day of Ashura while trying to bring water to the thirsty encampment of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, but making sure that not a drop would touch his own parched lips, since the children in the camp were thirsty.
And now it is time for Abbas. He can no longer bear life after seeing how many of the companions and the member of the household of the family of the Prophet have given up their lives. He can no longer bear to live. He goes to his brother and he asks him. Abbas is asking him, "Can I go to the battlefield?" Imam tells him, "Oh my brother, you are my standard bearer. If you are to go, then I will have no army left with me." Imam says that if that is the case, then first go and bring some water for these children. Abbas alayhi salam tries to get some water for them, but they do not listen to him. So he decides to go and get it himself. He can no longer tolerate the situation. He mounts his horse, he takes the water bag. He gets to the banks of the river. He takes a handful of water, about to drink this water, but then he remembers the thirst of Imam Hussein. So instead, he fills his water bag with water, he rides his horse, he comes back towards the camp. They cannot stop him except for by ambushing him. One of them hides behind a tree, and then he strikes a blow to the right arm of Abbas, completely cutting it off. Abbas alayhi salam cries out, "By Allah, if you cut off my right hand, I shall not cease to defend my creed. And an imam who is true to his conviction, I will defend, a son of the trustworthy Prophet whom Allah did send." He goes on, somehow, despite his right hand being cut off, he continues his mission. They now are not content with just doing that, they ambush him again. They now strike off his left hand. He cries out, "Ya nafsu la takhsha min al-kuffari. Oh my soul, do not fear the kuffar. Oh my soul, do not fear the disbelievers. Rejoice in the mercy of the Almighty, along with the Messenger, the Chosen One." And now there are a large number of men surrounding him. Arrows are falling on him like rain, piercing the water bag. Putting a hole in the water bag, the water which he had strived so valiantly and courageously to get has now been spilled on the ground. An arrow pierces his chest. A man hits him with a pole on his head. He falls to the ground knowing that the time has come. He shouts out, Alayka minna salam ya Abu Abdullah. Peace be upon you, O Abu Abdullah. Imam Hussein alayhi salam rushes towards him. And he says, when he comes to him and sees what has happened to him, Alan al-ana inkasara dhahri wa qallat hilati. Now my backbone has been broken. I do not have any strategy left.
Condolences to all Muslims all around the world. On the month of Muharram, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in the land of Karbala. Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya
مماتي محمد وآل محمد. Food for thought. Hello everyone, and condolences to you all on the poignant day of Tasu'a. Today Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, gave respite to not just the Umayyad forces that had surrounded him, but to all of humanity and for all time to come, to distinguish truth from falsehood, good from evil, virtue from vice. Here is a thought-provoking phrase from the immortal martyr of Karbala. Do you think you can frighten me with death? Could a worse disaster befall you than killing me?
This is the Heart of Life pounding. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day and here at IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our listeners condolences on this most grave and most sad day, which is the day of the 9th of Muharram, the Tasu'a, the day before the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is a very grave and sorrowful day for all of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, all of the people who are fond of the way of the Prophet and his family, and also all of the justice seeking and freedom loving people of this world. All of the people who affiliate themselves with the message of Imam Hussein's revolution and his uprising. What makes this event so sorrowful for us is when we remember the virtues of Imam Hussein, the virtues of Imam Hussein which the Prophet Muhammad and Imam Ali and his predecessors constantly told us about and told Muslims about. An example of this is the following account and following event, which has been mentioned in history and in the books of narrations. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said the following: I visited the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Ubay ibn Ka'b was with him. Imam Hussein came into the presence of the Prophet. One of his companions, Ubay ibn Ka'b, was with the Prophet. The Prophet greeted me and said the following: Welcome, O Abu Abdullah, O the beauty of the heavens and the earths. The Prophet said, Marhaba bika ya Abu Abdullah, ya zayna samawate wal aradin. O beauty of the heavens and the earth. So Ubay ibn Ka'b, he said, when he heard this, he was surprised. He said, How is it possible, O Messenger of Allah, for anyone other than you to be the beauty of the heavens and the earths? Meaning, he was under the assumption that this is a virtue which is solely belongs to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet said this in response to this question: O Ubay, I swear by him who has rightfully sent me down as a messenger. Certainly the worth of Hussein ibn Ali is greater in the heavens than on the earth. And verily it is written about him on the right side of Allah's throne. Lamp of guidance, Misbahu Huda, Ark of Salvation, Safinatu Najatin. Right? So in the beginning of the hadith, the Prophet mentioned one of the virtues of Imam Hussein, one of his fada'il. In the end, he mentioned more. The fact that Imam Hussein al-Islam is the lamp of guidance, the ark of salvation. An imam, not a weak source of dignity and pride. A landmark and a great treasure. Wa'alamun wa'dhukhrun. Right? A great treasure of spirituality and knowledge and wisdom. Right, so this is a very beautiful hadith. It alludes to the virtues of Imam Hussein, and when we hear these virtues, we become even more sorrowful, and we weep even with more intensity for the loss of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on this day, and also the loss of his companions. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Hussein alayhi salam in his own words. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على
محمد وآل محمد وعجل الفرج. السلام عليكم dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Thanks for being with us. This is Habibullah Fasehizada with the Let's Recite the Holy Quran, a series of Quranic sessions held by
IRIB.
Great. IRIB English Radio, English Radio, yes.
And the collaboration of Xavier International Schools
Network. And also the students of Xavier International School. Yes?
Especially Minhal.
Yes, especially Minhal. Okay. So as you have been with us during these sessions, alhamdulillah, we really give thanks to you that you have been following us and listening to all our sessions. Inshallah, I hope that you have learned something, and also our dear students that we see, really they have learned. Alhamdulillah, they have improved. Now they can read the Holy Quran. The reading of the Quran is good with them, okay? And they enjoy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy learning Quran?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great. I hope everyone enjoys, and I hope everyone learns it well. So, today, inshallah, we will continue our lessons. Actually, we have a new lesson, okay, that we will be talking about the different characteristics and attributes of letters, okay? So remember that whenever you want to recite the Holy Quran, you have to pay attention to the attributes of the letters, okay? Because some of the letters are differently pronounced, okay? So from like these sessions that we had been learning, okay, we had been practicing the Quran, we didn't pay attention to these characteristics, okay? These attributes.
Okay.
So two of the attributes we are going to learn today. One of them is called, in Arabic we say Sifatul Isti'la, and the other one is called Sifatul Istifal.
Istifal.
Okay, so Sifatul Isti'la, in English we say the attribute of or the characteristic of elevation. You know what does elevation mean? Huh? No? Okay, sure. So elevation means like someone wants, okay, to be in a higher position, in a higher rank. This is called elevation, to be in a higher position, in a higher rank. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah? Sure. For example, you are stepping on the stairs, yeah? As you step, okay, you go higher and higher and higher.
You want to just go up.
Let me tell you a very good hadith, okay, and enjoy it, okay? In the Qiyamah, okay, in the day of resurrection, okay, when it happens, then inshallah you will go to the heaven, okay? Jannah, inshallah. And in Jannah, okay, if you want to get elevated, if you want to get higher ranks,
you should read the Quran in memorization.
Yeah, I've heard it says it, yeah, iqra warqa. It means recite the Quran, get in a higher position, get in a much higher position. So learning Quran is very good. Here, learn it, okay? If you don't know the Quran here, how can you recite it in the heavens? Yes? Even you will not go to the heavens. Will you?
Who will say Azan in the heavens?
Oh, that will be Minhal Hussein, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, of course. The Azan announcer will be Minhal Hussein. Right?
Me?
Or Mahdi.
No,
have you
me.
Ever announced Azan?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, one time in Pakistan.
Okay, mashallah. In Iran as well, inshallah, to eat, okay? In every country around the world, okay, go recite, say one Azan, okay? So I know
plenty of Azan.
Mashallah, may Allah accept. Inshallah, in the Qiyamah, okay, in the day of resurrection as well, inshallah, you will recite Adhan, okay? So, Sifatul Isti'la, as we say, it means
Isti'la.
The attribute or the characteristic of elevation. Okay? Elevation. Wanting a higher position, okay? Trying to get into a higher position. What does it mean, really?
It means like.
Like what?
The alphabet to get in a higher position.
Okay. How?
You should pronounce like them.
Oh, yeah, it is about pronunciation. Great.
Correctly.
It's about
and
pronunciation.
It's difficult.
Okay?
The pronunciation is difficult.
Yeah. So, no. I mean, like, you see, sometimes you pronounce, you if you open your mouth, it opens in two ways. Either vertically, up and down, or horizontally. Yes? Left to right. Do it now.
Seen.
Yeah, seen. If you say seen, the letter seen. Seen.
It will open seen. Horizontally.
Horizontally, yeah. Left seen. To right, yes? Okay. Everyone, seen.
Seen.
You see that it is
seen.
The mouth, the lips, okay, open left to right, right? But if you say, for example, Hua.
Hua.
So it does not, yeah, vertically, it opens vertically. Understood? Yes? So, look, elevation here with the letters, it means this. When you pronounce them, your tongue, okay, just goes up. Hua. Look. Hua. And your lips open. Open
vertically.
Up and up to down, yes? Understood?
No, it doesn't. My tongue doesn't go up.
Oh, maybe it has a problem. Okay.
Let's recite the Quran.
So, Sifatul Isti'la is this. When you pronounce them, okay, your lips open vertically. So, all the letters have this kind of attribute or no?
No, not all.
There are some letters, okay? How many letters are there that have this attribute?
Around 14.
14? How many do you think?
16.
How many do you think?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nine? 10.
Guess 10. So.
Who's the correct?
No one.
No.
No one is the correct.
Who was near? Seven.
Seven. Great. He's correct now.
Then I was seven. Near.
Yeah. The number. Yeah.
Seven.
Okay. So, seven letters are there, okay, that whenever you pronounce them, actually it's different. Look. When we say we pronounce them and say our mouth open, okay, vertically, it means these letters should have fatha. Remember, this letter should have fatha or dhamma. Okay, it's very clear. It becomes very clear when it has a fatha. Okay, when it has a fatha, and also remember when it has sukoon, but before it has fatha. Fatha or dhamma. Itself has sukoon. And also, okay, when the letter itself has fatha. Okay? Seven letters are there. Okay? So, these letters, remember. Sad.
Sad.
Dod.
Dod.
Okay? Ayn. Brother of Sad, yes?
Ayn.
I know.
Ayn.
I know. Ghain.
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 Qaf.
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 Ra. Kha.
Kha.
And
ba.
Ta.
Ta.
And
za.
La. Okay. How many letters?
Seven.
75. 9. So, one of them?
Qa.
Qa. Next one, Mahdi?
Fa.
Fa, no.
No, za, za,
za. Ta, za. Okay, la.
Ta.
Ta.
Sa.
Sad.
Sad.
Okay. Dad.
Dad.
Kha. And Ghain. So let's count. Kha.
Kha.
Sad.
Sad.
Tad.
Tad.
Ta.
Ta.
Va.
Va.
Qaf.
Qaf.
And
Ra.
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 Okay, how many letters? Ghain is as well there, right? Right?
Ghain.
Eight letters, okay?
Eight letters. I was the closest. And he.
Because
you
said
10,
I said
okay. 9.
It's a
7.
No, but
it's
I
eight.
Say 7. It's
8. So, Ra is as well here, okay?
Eight.
Ra. But look, because, okay, if you look in the books, okay, Quran books, okay, some of them will not write Ra. Because they will say Ra has another attribute, which is called Tafkhim, heavy. Okay, you pronounce them heavily. And that's Ra. That's again the same as Isti'la, okay? The attribute of Isti'la. So, now I will give some examples. So, let's try to read them, okay? So, everyone, say Sad with Fatha.
Sa.
Now with Alif.
Sa.
Sa. Now Dad with Fatha.
Da.
Da.
Da. Now with... Yeah, with Alif now.
Da.
Da. Yes? Da. Okay, now Ta with Fatha.
Ta.
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 Yes, now Ta with Alif.
Ta.
Now Ta with... La, sorry. La with Fatha.
La.
La. And with Alif.
Ra.
That's great. Okay. Ghain.
Ra.
Ra. Now with alif.
Ra.
Don't say ra. Open your mouth, okay? Your mouth should open vertically. Ra. Okay, now say kha.
Kha.
So after this, whenever you see in the Quran, don't say kha. For example, we have خالدين فيها. How do you say?
خالدين فيها.
Oh, don't say خالدين.
خالدين.
That is خالدين. Okay.
Yeah, one.
So guys, so remember these seven letters, okay?
Okay.
Eight. How many letters?
Eight.
Seven.
Eight.
Eight letters. Eight letters. Okay. Or ra is as well there. Okay. So let's say them once again. Ra.
Ra.
Oh, the first one. Kha.
Kha.
Ra.
Ra.
Sad.
Sad.
Dad.
Dad.
Ghain.
Ghain.
Ta.
Ta.
La.
La.
And?
Ra.
Qaf.
Qaf. No, so there's nine.
Qaf. No, eight.
How are you counting?
Eight.
Okay. He's like, so once again. Once again. How many letters? Once again. Dear Muslim eight. Brothers and sisters, if you can take notes, that's very good, okay? So you should remember them.
Okay, give me
a pencil. Inshallah, we'll go to the Quran as well, okay? And we will practice them. Then you will not forget them, okay? So let's say the letters again.
Ghain.
Kha. Ra. Sad. Dad. Ta. Va. Ghain. And? Qaf.
Qaf.
So, let's read. Okay. So, let's read some words now, okay? Some words I want to read. So, you have to practice after me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, khalaqa.
Khalaqa.
So, remember that. Let me tell you the istifal attribute as well, okay? Istifal means lowering. You know lowering?
Oh, getting down.
Bringing down. 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 You don't need to pronounce it like kha. You see? Ha.
Like one is getting up from stairs, a banana comes and it falls down.
Oh, very good.
I've done that.
You are.
So, okay.
It happened to me.
Remember, hey, these eight letters that they have isti'la attribute, yes? What was isti'la? Elevation attribute, okay? They want to get elevated.
The elevation.
Promotion. Yes?
The elevator. The elevator is it?
Yeah, elevator. Have you seen elevator?
Yeah.
Elevator means it takes you up, yeah?
Yeah.
You go to the elevator?
Yes, I go in one every day.
MashaAllah. Sir, you have had experience, yeah?
Sir, I live in a hotel.
Okay, great.
Really?
Yes. What? So he gets the elevator every day. He gets elevated by elevator.
You see, that's why I was late.
Me too.
So he has to know. He has to know the elevation attribute. Okay. Thank you so much. Inshallah, we will get back. Okay? No, let's take a break. Inshallah, we will get back. So, inshallah, we'll get back safe. To
after
get back safe and healthy, okay?
After 1 week.
Let's recite a salawat, everyone.
Yeah, goodbye to 1 week.
Allah.
Salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
farajahum.
I really give thanks to... So we all have to give thanks, yes?
Yeah.
We all have to give thanks
to...
English Radio.
IRIB.
English Radio.
International Network.
Thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah. Thanks for holding this kind of sessions. Inshallah. Okay. Let's recite a salawat, everyone. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Your horse returns to our camp.
سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجائي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي.
I did you leave us to fend for ourselves, Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allah wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashiya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum.
Brothers and sisters, previously we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. Ya Aba Abdullah, inni silmun liman salamakum, wa harbun liman harabakum, ila yawm al-qiyamah. O Aba Abdullah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you, until the day of resurrection. Ila yawm al-qiyamah. Regarding this last part of this phrase, until the day of resurrection, we said that this is a declaration from the Zair, from the speaker, and it resembles the one who promises the Ahlul Bayt to be supportive of their teachings and themselves until the day of resurrection, and not just until the day of resurrection, but it is a kind of perpetual promise. So the man says that he is loyal to the Ahlul Bayt throughout the period of this world and in true meaning also the other world as well. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam is reported to have said in this regard, من أحبنا وعمل بأمرنا كان معنا في السنام الأعلى. Whosoever loves us and acts according to our command would be with us at the highest zenith. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَنَا وَرَدَّنَا أَوْ رَدَّ وَاحِدًا مِنَّا فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ بِاللَّهِ وَبِآيَاتِهِ. And whosoever hates us and rejects us, or rejects even one of us, is a disbeliever in Allah and His signs. One might wonder, why do the Ahlul Bayt say such words? Why do they claim that if even one of them are rejected, the man or woman rejecting the Ahlul Bayt is rejecting Almighty Allah? Now let us provide an answer to that question with a short preamble first. All human beings are instinctively inclined towards perfection, and Allah is the peak of perfection. So man has a natural inclination towards Allah, and in this relation, he is trying hard to reach that peak point of perfection. If he is truly devoted to Allah, this inclination motivates him to walk on the path of Him, to listen to whatever He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, orders. Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqih. O man, surely you must strive to attain to your Lord, a hard striving till you meet Him. Since reaching the peak of perfection requires going through certain stages, higher stages cannot be reached without going through lower stages. This is because the system of the universe is made as such. One who wishes to reach the peak of perfection must go through the stage of professing the prophethood of Muhammad, who was the first manifestation of Allah. And he must profess the imamah of Imam Ali alayhi salam, because he is the gate to Holy Prophet's knowledge. أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمِ وَعَلِيٌّ بَابُهَا, the Holy Prophet says. I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the gate. So, it is impossible to reach the peak of perfection without resorting to Imam Ali alayhi salam and to whatever Imam Ali alayhi salam introduces. So the Ahlul Bayt are the beginning of this kind of spiritual journey without which no one can follow Allah's orders and His messenger, and he can never reach him.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, about this part, until the day of resurrection, Imam Zain al-Abidin says, مَنْ أَحَبَّنَا وَعَمِلَ بِأَمْرِنَا كَانَ مَعَنَا فِي السَّنَى مِنْ أَعْلَى. The one who loves us and acts according to our command will be with us at the highest zenith. And the one who rejects even one of us is disbeliever. The reason is now made clear, because Ahlul Bayt are the link to Allah, without which no one would be able to reach Almighty Allah. Addressing Imam Ali alayhi salam, Allah's Messenger, the Holy Prophet sallallahu, says, مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَنْ يَلْقَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ آمِنًا مُطَهِّرًا لَا يَحْزُنُهُ الْفَزَعُ الْأَكْبَرُ فَلْيَتَوَلَّكَ وَلْيَتَوَلَّ بْنَيْكَ الْحَسَنَ وَالْحُسَيْنِ. The one who is pleased to meet Allah safe, purified, and not sad about the horror of Judgment Day, must accept the leadership of you wholeheartedly, not just you, but your two sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, alayhim as-salam. And then the Holy Prophet continues to name all the nine Imams after Imam Ali, alayhi as-salam. The one who wants to be purified in meeting Allah and not being worried about the horror of the Judgment Day must believe in all of you. And then Imam Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, as their seal. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, Perform pilgrimage to Karbala, and don't stop doing this, for Karbala has embraced the best son of the prophets.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. Within the studio, we have very special guest speakers for today's discussion, Sheikh Murtaza Karimi, an Islamic expert from the Islamic Hausa of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you for having me.
Okay, for today's discussion regarding question and answer on Islamic beliefs related to the month of Muharram and the personality of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we want to talk about the types of, it's better to say, mourning and also type of shedding tears that the people do for the martyrdom or in remembrance of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's tragedy. Sometimes the people get to extreme, Shaykh, you know, regarding the mourning, screaming, loud crying for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Are these at all allowed to do for the mourning sessions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, I mean, we are talking about question and answer on Islamic beliefs, and this question, to some extent, is related to jurisprudence as well. So, first of all, for each and every example of the mourning, people need to refer to the Islamic scholar that they follow. But the point is that when it comes to mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, crying for him and mourning in and of itself is approved, is highly, highly recommended. There are so many notions about crying for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And not only that, if you are not able to cry, pretend that you are crying, the concept of tabaki.
Yes.
Because sometimes we do not feel like crying. Mm-hmm. So the narrations tell us that show as if you are crying. Okay. This shows the greatness and importance of that. What is the philosophy? This is in need of another discussion. So we have it for the general concept of crying and mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But then we need other concepts like what they call it jaza and fazah and dajja, yes, which means that to cry out loud or, for example, to beat yourself or to go...
Scream loudly.
Yes. And according to some lexicons, to fazah and jaza means to go impatient when you are crying for a person. Are these allowed for when you are mourning for Imam al-Hussein?